What's going on, everybody? This is Dan Goodman with the Business of Strength podcast. Today, I am joined by an old friend, Noel Brand, who is the co-owner and founder of Breda Strength and Conditioning, along with his wife, Sonny. We've known Noel for years, going through the Jim Jones certification process. Noel and Sonny have come to visit us in the States. They came when we went to London to give the Business of Strength seminar. They actually got engaged on that weekend. He's been on the show before. He's a super knowledgeable business owner, strength coach, funny guy, super knowledgeable, extremely well-read. He's probably done, you know, more courses in strength and conditioning than anybody I know. And he's somebody that we consider a friend, and we can't wait to visit them in the Netherlands. They are the host site of our next two-day business immersion in the Netherlands at Breda Strength and Conditioning. In this episode, he talks about what has led him from a military operator to owning one of the most successful and vibrant gym businesses in the Netherlands. He sheds perspective on certain situations. That's just fantastic. I was taking notes the entire show. I think you are all really going to enjoy it. So without further ado, Noel Brand, everybody, enjoy. Noel, welcome to the show, man. You are no stranger to the business of strength. You've been on our Instagram feeds. You've been on the show. But for somebody that's landing on this page for the first time, please welcome yourself to the Business of Strength listeners.
Thanks, my man. My name is Noel Brand. I'm the co-owner and head coach of Breda Strength and Conditioning. We're a gym that's been around for 11 years this year. Started the gym after my deployment to Afghanistan with the Royal Netherlands Marine Corps, and eventually ended my 14-year career with the Marines to become a full-time strength and conditioning coach. I'm a Jim Jones Fully Certified Instructor. I'm a Certified Functional Strength Coach Level 2, and did some other stuff, but coaching at Breda SC for many years now, and luckily Breda SC has been growing all of those years, and that's partly thanks to you guys.
Well, I mean, you're putting it lightly, but you know, obviously you touched upon it a little bit, being a Jim Jones certified coach. And before we started recording the episode, it's incredible how that connection has led to literally friendships around the world, right? In the last 24 hours, I've spoken to two gyms in Australia, those people that have become friends. And now here I'm on the phone with you in the Netherlands, coming to visit you, hosting an event on October 8th and 9th in the Netherlands. And, you know, I think it's a testament to that program to galvanize a group of like-minded individuals to better themselves. And I think your commitment to bettering yourself along with your wife, Sonny, it has led you to the point of running one of the most successful gyms in the Netherlands. So, you know, give a little bit of a backstory on, you talked about being in the Marine Corps, you talked about some of the continued education, but, you know, the 5-second pitch of like, what led you to this point? Because there's that training people, that exchange of dollars. Sometimes the dollars are happening or the euros are exchanging. Sometimes they're not. It's a hobby. It's like, wait, is this a hobby I could turn into a career? Like, shed some light on that. Like, you know, what happened in the last 11 years to bring you to this point?
Well, if we go way back, when I was 20 years old, I filled a special forces selection here in the Netherlands. I was very far into special forces, the special forces course. But in the final week, I quit. I couldn't manage anymore. I couldn't physically and mentally, you know, hack it anymore. So I quit. And that kind of put a real big dent in my personal view, you know, how I see myself or how I saw myself, because that's not the way I feel anymore. But then I kind of went looking, because I failed. I was like, hey, what could I have done better with training, with running? Because I had barely any training, but meanwhile I got pretty far in like the 6 months training. But, you know, falling flat on your face, you know, inside of the finish, it really does something to you. So it kind of got me into a negative self-image. So I started training and seeing how I could improve, you know, with running, with training and everything. And I decided to eventually go into the Marine Corps and graduated that. And the way I trained for that, I was like, oh, I guess, you know, I kind of have an idea how to train now. And then during deployment, I learned more about strength and conditioning, about other ways of working out and training. And I came back and I was just, that whole idea of training and maybe training training myself and maybe perhaps training other people kind of got, you know, that kind of got started, that fire started a little burning a little bit more. And then, you know, just wanted a place to train the way I wanted to train, but there weren't any places around. I'm talking about strength conditioning. There were no places here in the Netherlands where you could kind of do that. And, you know, if you don't have it around, might as well start something yourself. And it was like super small. I'm talking about like on the second floor above like a chop
you
shop.
You started the fight club.
Here in the Netherlands, right? We started on a second story above a chop shop that was kind of shady. And, you know, we started training there and it was like super small. And after 6 months, like the local gym around the corner got wind of it and was like, you guys need to move, and got the county or like the city on our, breathing down our necks. And eventually we needed, you know, just a place to train. I wanted to offer that. And, you know, after I became a Marine and did the deployment, I just wanted to have fun and train for myself. And eventually people started showing up. And then we went to a different location. It was about 250 square meters. And now we're at the new spot, and which is 1,000 square meters.
Which in square feet is how many for us Americans listening?
It's times three.
Times, so 3,000 square feet.
Sure. Somebody can, you know, use a converter. How about you, everybody in the States just use the metric system, okay?
Never. So you know, you talk about being in this new space, and for the people that haven't seen it, I'll post a link in the show notes to.
Yeah, or you can come to the gym.
Yeah, or come to the gym. I'll post the show notes and the pictures. It's a beautiful space. It's really. It's a dream location. It has everything you'd ever want. And, you know, it leads me to my next question, where you took a hobbyist thing like, and you turned that into your career, right? And that's really our tagline, like, you know, turn your passion into your profession. You did that. Obviously, we're missing steps in between, but how has your role changed? So active military, overcame adversity, found the gym to get better at that job, moved on from that job, and all the while you were acquiring skills with training. You started this in the chop shop, small space, and you've grown it into a world-class recognized brand. How has your role and responsibility changed in that 11 years? Like, what are some things that you're doing differently today that you would have never thought in a million years, 11 years ago, that you'd be doing?
That's not an easy question, but it's a fun one, definitely. Well, first of all, you know, the beginning of everything, you're like, you want to learn more about strength and conditioning and coaching and programming. And, you know, you want to be the guy that knows all the muscles and the medical terms, and you want to know Prilipin charts backwards from the top of your head, stuff like that. But eventually, and you need to do some of that, you know, you need to have your bases covered and be a master at the basics, you know, the basics at a high level. You need that, but you need that to just do your job. So first you need to be able to train people. That's the bare minimum, know their name and know what you're doing and, you know, and create a connection. But even that connection, if you take most of the certifications or courses, they don't talk about the client and the coach or the coach athlete bond relationship. So I'd say after I did a lot of those certifications, I was like, oh, I kind of know how programming goes. I kind of know all the muscles, kind of know all the movements, all that stuff. Let me correct my dog real quick. Odin. chat. Sorry about that, folks. I have a Belgian Malinois, which I love to death, but she's kind of she's a little rascal. So first of all, you need to know your basics, but everybody needs to know the basics. Then if you want to really deliver, you need to, you know, have a rapport or like a buy-in or relationship or like a good bond with the people you're coaching. So I ended up taking courses on communication and creating a bond and all that stuff. And after that, business was going a little bit better, a little bit smoother. Then you need to know all the stuff about sales, about admin, about all that other stuff. I'm not saying in that order because you can do better than I did, but you know, you definitely need to let people know that the best steak in town is here. You can't just have the best steak. People have to know the best steak is there. So there's I forgot the name of the person. He wrote a book, but he's like, whatever you're doing, you're into sales. So some people are like hesitant to talk about sales, but you know, that's basically, I have the best steak, but people are not lining up in front of the door because nobody knows where you are. So that got added in there too. So I'm talking about first regular certifications, then communication, then sales and all that other stuff. And right now I'm, you know, I'll definitely tell you a lot of stuff has changed, but mainly because I was very not ready to run my own business. So thank the Lord I have Summer for that, my wife, who does all the admin stuff and the, you know, the finances, all that stuff. But I really underestimated all that stuff too. But it's essential. Everything just has to be great quality. And I think I never would have expected I'd be, you know, so like focused on the second newsletter, you know, the two newsletters a month. Yes, I took your challenge. The two newsletters a month. We're talking about the quality of the merchandise. We're talking about the quality of the pictures on the website. We're talking about the quality of the back office. We're talking about all that stuff. All that little stuff really matters. And totally. I never thought I'd be, you know, looking at books on sales pitch or, you know, stronger communication, ways of communicating. I never thought it'd be, you know, reading certain books, but I ended up loving those. And the business has, you know, developed likewise by you know, assimilating or using all that knowledge.
You brought up a point, and there's something that we've talked about a lot. He's also been on the podcast, and he was an early mentor to our business. But Pat Rigsby would break it down very simply. And he says, selling equals helping. And I always bring it up in our monthly town halls to our coaches. And I say, would you pay money to train with you? And they all look around and go, yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah, I would. And I start bringing up examples of clients that we have. And I say, you know, I won't mention their name because some clients do listen to the show, but there was one gentleman in particular. He's over 50 years old. He's 50 pounds overweight and he needs to train. Like he needs it. He needs what we have. We probably should be charging him double or triple because if he adheres to the training, it will have a direct correlation with improved quality of life.
Yes, definitely.
And people pay for what they value. We just need to get him to believe that he values that. And when you're starting out in the business, and I know you, it's like you're full of piss and vinegar, hardcore. Let's freaking throw up. Let's see who's willing to go to the limit. But for people, you know, you have an innate ability. For the people that are listening to the show that don't know Noel, you've got a way with people before you learned the maybe refining your communication ability. And definitely. You're not scared to engage in conversation. You're not scared to, you know, like first time I met Noel, we were like best buddies in 24 hours, you know, and that was your doing because that's not my natural behavior. Right. And I'm more reserved if when I get to know you, it's, you know, it's different, but you know, you've refined that process, but you've said it a couple times. There's a couple of things that you talked about. It's like, you have to create a connection.
Yeah.
And that's something that's hugely important. And, you know, I've talked to you about Breda strength and conditioning and some of the things that happen. And I do want to progress, but I don't want to not mention this for listeners. But, you know, when you start a business, everybody's so excited by the idea, right? It's like, this is like, think about, it goes back to, it's like you were pumped up because of something that a critical event that happened in your life. And you're like, I need to change this. Whoever's coming with me is, we're changing the world through fitness. You get excited. You sign that second lease. You take on more overhead. And all of a sudden, the walls start caving in because it's like, holy shit, I need to tighten up my back end of communication. I need a sales pitch. I need a marketing calendar. I need an operator, which just so happened to be your wife, which is good. But it's like, you need all that shit, right? Yeah. And you start feeling closed in. And then that's the middle. And you get to the end, and now the people looking from the outside in, they look at a place like Breda Strength and Conditioning, like they got it all figured out, right? They're 11 years in, beautiful facility. They have a staff, director of training. They're hosting Mike Boyle. They're hosting Jim Jones. Like people from the outside looking in think you've got it all figured out. And you figured out a lot of things, but I think it's important to shed light that's like, there's always things to figure out. You just don't, might not have as much pressure as those middle years.
It's because I was on a different podcast and I talked about, that was a Softly podcast, number 71, performance podcast 71. And I said, like, the first 5 years I coached everybody. And then the second 5 years, you can kind of like be a little bit more, you know, like, oh, I'm coaching. Yes, definitely. And now I'm kind of like in my niche, whatever. And it's pro athletes or competitive athletes and military, hopefully, you know, military prep. But we really found out along the way how to do stuff. And we couldn't, you know, and obviously we're in the Business of Strength podcast here, and we're talking about the seminar that's coming up, which I'm really excited about. And I can talk about why Business of Strength has been so important and how, you know, it feels like we got it all figured out, but it's, you deal with people, and when you're dealing with people, there's always something coming up because there's always with somebody who you coach
the element of surprise.
Yes, but also there's stuff going on in their private life, or right, you know, it's, you deal with people. You're not coaching weights, you're coaching people lifting weights. So what I wanted to talk about was that the principles that you guys gave to us in the seminars and everything, which my wife also attended, because remember, I proposed to my wife while we were at the Business Strength seminar in London, which
we were part of the engagement party. Right. Yes. And then you got sent home on the subway, but that's neither here nor there, but yeah. Okay.
Never mind. Yeah. But, so I was kind of like saying, like, it looks like we might have everything figured out. We definitely don't. But we have built up like a couple of years of experience. So we kind of feel like where we're going. But even if I take myself from when I started, and I have him here and sit him down and be like, all right, listen, I mean, you know, I drop some knowledge bombs on him. I definitely be talking about communication and quality and, sales, the Business of Strength. I'd be talking about a couple of books I've read, you know, you said about Donald Miller, you know, building a story brand. From him, that book from him is like really important. How are you going to solve problems for your clients? Because you're a problem solver, you're working with people, mm-hmm. but you need to know how to solve that problem. Then you need to learn how to tell people you're going to be solving their problems. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen if you work with me? This. What's going to happen if you don't work with me? This. You know, you're going to pay me to solve your problem.
Right.
So, you know, it looks like we got it all figured out. Trust me, we don't. Right. We're getting better at it.
That is a great segue to something that I wanted to pick your brain about. Is you have a tremendous amount of life experience, right? Yeah. And you've done a lot of cool things and have some crazy, crazy fucking stories. Maybe that should be on a different podcast. But the thing that you have, and I've learned it from you as well, is it's an incredible growth mindset to to understand what you know and understand what you don't know, and have a it's like a thirst for knowledge that you can't quench. And it's not only like, I really don't like it when people are like, oh yeah, I read that book. I'm like, oh, what was it about? They have no fucking idea. Like, you can like recite shit from a book like verbatim, and I see how it's applying back to your business. And we talked about that second newsletter. We talked about that months ago, and you're doing it. I haven't followed up, but I know sure as shit you're doing it. And the application of knowledge is impressive. And you have this passion for the continued education. Like, you know, talk about the investment, like talk about what type of dividends, you know, going through the CS, the Boyle certification, the Jim Jones, you know, all of it, like, how has it led you to this point, essentially?
Well, I can talk about CFSC and Jim Jones and Business of Strength and other seminars. I can talk about, you know, the continued education as a whole, but I'd always like to frame it kind of like, talk about it like this. So imagine you have the opportunity to talk to an expert in a certain field. You know, this person is like the best or one of the world's best at this subject. The person has lived 80 years and has written down their best ideas in a book. And you can have 80 years of life experience in the time it takes you to read the book for, let's say a month, let's say 2 weeks, whatever. How great of an investment, you know, time-wise, is that you can have the from someone who has lived this,
right,
boiled down to like the essence. And you could be like, I could read this, I can apply it. The book from Donald Miller, same right. For, you know, you get the idea. It's like huge term, you know, return on investment, time-wise, knowledge-wise. Right. And then you can kind of go like, I can use this, you know, apply it, and then see if it works, and then change it. You know, that's with a book, a seminar, a course. And you know, how do you know if a book is worth it? Well, if the book's like $20, you know, that's you know, I'm pretty sure you can manage that. But if you're talking about a seminar, well, I'd say any seminar that you go into, or course or book that you go into, willing to learn. And, you know, not trying to be like, yeah, I'm not doing that. But if instead you go like, hey, can I improve on this? And how can I do this? It could be coaching. It could be, you know, programming, but it could also be, you know, what we're here for, like for growing your business. And it's going to be uncomfortable because growth, you know, usually is not comfortable. You know, we talked about it and people can know about it after. So what I'm trying to say is you need to apply if you want to become better at stuff. You know, you can't keep doing the same old stuff because you'll end up getting the same old stuff. And if you want to grow, you need to expand. And, you know, you need, for example, with me, you were like, hey, Noel, during Business of Strength in London, got to have a newsletter. I'm like, newsletter? I'm like, ah, that sounds like a lot of work, you know, something like that. No, we use MailChimp. In the last 4 years, my military prep program has had its monthly newsletter every first of the month at 7:30 in the morning. But that's almost 50 regular newsletters, not doing the special stuff that we have besides that. But, you know, because we accepted what was being taught to us during the seminar and we applied it, we've seen our business grow. You know, some things we used, some things we didn't use because the States,
you take what you need.
Yes, but the States and the Netherlands, the people here have a different view of strength and conditioning. They have no clue what strength and conditioning is. So that's an extra, you know, you're not starting at zero, you're starting at minus one.
Right.
So some stuff you really need to, you know, think around or go like, great idea, but perhaps not now. But now, like we mentioned, you were like, hey, Noel, I challenge you to do a second newsletter for your military prep. Yep, that's happening.
Yep.
And, you know, and one of our awesome coaches, who is a personal trainer and a physical therapist who works at Breda Strength and Conditioning, he's like, can we talk about your newsletter? Because every time I see it, it's like really good. I'm like, I still have no idea what I'm doing, but I get people like it.
But you're firing. and you're taking shots. And, yes. You know, I mean, listen, I think that's why we've gotten along so well is, you know, I feel like, you know, you talk about iron sharpening iron and having that white belt mentality. It keeps things fresh. It dusts you off. It's like I went out like 2 years ago. This past year, I went out to the Arnold and went out to Elite FTS and just going in there and seeing it and seeing just people lifting absurd weights and seeing how the industry is advancing and becoming really more of a true career path that people can retire from and us being taken seriously. It's just like, wow, like it's reinvigorating. And, you know, we spend part of our allocated budget per year when we do a P&L is to continue education. It's part of doing business. Would you mind shedding light on, like, you know, in the last 5-6 years, like, have you spent a lot of money on continued education?
Yeah. Yeah. If we want to do at least, I'd say we prefer doing 2 courses a year, like on anything. I devour books. I really like to read, but also that is, you can be mediocre somewhere else, but please don't be mediocre around me.
Love that. You know,
if you're on the team, I mean, I'm not saying like they need to live up to my standards, but I'm just saying like, if you want to be part of Breda Strength and Conditioning, and I can wholeheartedly say that every coach that works at Breda Strength and Conditioning is like, you know, just an ace. And, you know, we have a team of all stars, I'd say, but I like to encourage learning because this sounds like I'm like being fake humble or whatever, but my grandmother used to say, you learn your entire life. So what I was trying to say was I am not defined by what I know, because I'm defined by what I don't know, because there's more that I don't know than there is that what I know. And, you know,
that's awesome, man.
Yeah. So
I love that.
Thank you. But what I'm trying to say is, you know, don't presume that you're right. Presume you kind of have an idea, but you don't know enough to, you know, just, you know, go ahead and assume you're right.
Right.
Or did you know everything? So we like to, my son and I, us both, and the gym in general, we like to offer our coaches seminars. We'll have people over for seminars and go like, coaches, please attend the seminars. We're making the entire team better.
I can't wait to see a lot of them in October.
Yeah. I've talked to a lot of people and they're like, when I explain to the people at the gym, even other gym owners, cause I have like friends here who are gym owners as well. And they come visit the gym. I'm like, we wouldn't be around here for Stride Europe and for Business Strength because those, and, you know, all our awesome members, of course, and all awesome
of course, and mainly them.
Yes. But, you know, like I said, they need to know that the best stake is here. Otherwise, the new members won't show up or the clients won't show up.
Right.
So what I'm trying to say is I tell them, you know, you should really attend this seminar because look where we are right now. And, you know, it's been a big part of it. So,
yeah, well, thank you.
Go. Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. Talking about the continued education, I mean, if you're like I kind of jokingly said, if you want to be an okay trainer, that's fine. You know, if you want to be a better trainer, you got to put in more work. You know, usually to my military prep people, I say, if you want to be part of the 1%, you need to do what the 99% won't do.
Yeah. So, that's awesome, man. I love that. So what's to come? Like, what's to come in the future professionally? Is there going to be Breda Strength and Conditioning second location? Is there going to be what's coming?
Well, we definitely won't have a second location that I can foresee right now. We did have, I did own a second gym and it kind of went, we kind of went both ways. That was with the co-started the gym with, but he's now somewhere else, which is fine. And happily to say he's doing well from what it looks like. We had that second gym and then he took that and I stayed with this, Breda Strength and Conditioning. But what's coming? I'd say more, we'd like to own our own building, maybe have it built specifically how we would like it, you know, kind of really from the drawing, you know, design of the building, you know, that'd be like, somewhere down the road. That'd be great.
That'd be awesome.
And I know how that sounds. I never would have thought I'd say that after like.
And now here you are, man.
Yes.
Let's turn that into a reality.
Yeah. Well, we're definitely, you got to have permission and everything and obviously money, but we're working on it. You know, maybe in like another 10 years or 20 years, we'll see. Who knows? But what I had to say was, what else is coming? Well, we really want to keep delivering quality. I usually, during intakes, I'll usually say, I appreciate people coming by, attending the gym that I co-founded, but we run the gym like we're part of the clients, of the athletes, of the members. So we really look at how can we improve, you know, because it's good, but it can still get better. So quality, I'd say, quality in coaching, programming, service, helping people, you know, changing lives in a positive, influencing lives in a positive way. What is to come, hopefully own our own, like really the building, own the building. More awesome seminars. I'm going to have certified functional strength coach level 1 and 2. Again, host them again. Hopefully, coach the Jim Jones level 1 again, the fundamentals again at Breda Strength and Conditioning. And obviously, which we hoped to do during 10-year anniversary, have you guys over for a business of strength.
We're just a little late. I promised you we'd come, and we're coming.
Yeah. Just I also promised a lot of people and tell them like, hey, we're going to have them over. Please attend this seminar. And if you doubt the worth of, you know, being better at your systems and business and your elevator pitch and, you know, retention and all that stuff. I know some people be like, and it kind of sounds kind of boring. Well, I guess, you know, I guess I'm too boring for you then. But listen, what I wanted to say was, it's been such a big, you know, I like to use stuff, and if I don't like it, I won't use it. I was on board with you guys so fast, the best year ever, like the Mars that we did. I couldn't wait to have you guys over. I wanted it for the 10-year anniversary, but you know, felt like poetic justice to have you there for the 10-year anniversary because you wouldn't have made it to 10 years.
Well, thank you, man. You know, look, what I could say is about the 2-day business immersion is like, you know, for us that are coming over, it's going to be myself, Joe and Adam. We're in the mix every day. We're running it. We're running two gyms. Like, we are going to talk about things that are working. And for people that, that are listening or maybe on the, or hesitant, we're known to have a good time. We're known to take boring subjects and make them interesting. So, and the thing is, at the end of the day, who doesn't like making more money, right? If you're a coach, if you are a trainer, if you are an aspiring gym owner or are a gym owner, at the end of the day, the only way you get measured is, can you keep the doors open and can you put food on the family? And if you're struggling to do those things, you know, you could be the best coach in the world, but it doesn't matter because you're going to have to get another job. So
I wanted to say that I know it. Some, I was hesitant too about a lot of stuff and about the sales and everything. But I think, you know, don't be afraid to ask what you're worth, what your quality is worth. You're delivering quality because you want to help people, but quality costs something. You know, if you want to have a nice watch or whatever, a nice car, whatever, you're going to pay that money because it's quality. Well, how about you consider yourself quality and being able to earn, you know, what you're supposed to earn? I'm not saying you should overprice or, you know.
No, but I understand. Saying,
you know, your quality, do you consider yourself a quality coach? Then maybe you should get paid quality, whatever that amount is to you.
And how to go about doing it. So that's a great, you know, the thing that I want to ask you to finish out the show is, you've brought up a couple great, great points to the younger version of Noel, but for somebody listening, that's 25 years old, that loves the industry, that wants to, you know, that's that break point, right? They've done it for a few years and they're like getting the pressure. Is this a real job? Can I do this forever? If you could speak to them for 5 minutes or less, what's a word of advice you'd give to an aspiring or somebody that is a strength coach already, is a business owner already, and they're having doubts? they're having doubts of whether they can make it or not. What is the speech you're giving them right now? What is a tangible piece of advice that can get them to hold the line to get to the other side of where you're at today?
That's a great question, man. Wish I had some time to prepare for that, because
I told you I was going to surprise you.
Yes, definitely. It's pretty, you know, if the, you know, most 25-year-olds, I'm going to take myself when I was 25, maybe that would help. But 25s in general, I think it doesn't really matter what kind of, if you have a bachelor or you have a master's, that's nice. It kind of depends on where you want to go. If you want to work with professional teams, you might need a bachelor or a master to become, you know, CSCS or something else. But I do want to say that eventually nobody cares what kind of pay. I've been in the business for just over a decade, so 11 years. Nobody's asked me to show the diplomas or certifications or whatever. I think people really, you need to understand who you're coaching, but you also need to understand who you are and who you are coaching, so you can make a connection from one person to the other. Because you're a problem solver, but nobody wants to be with you if you're a shitty guy, even though you might solve a problem or two. You need to know your basics in and out. Everybody talks about, you know, thinking outside the box. Well, you better be really good at what's inside the box before you start venturing outside the box. I'm not saying you can't. I'm just saying be smart. How do you become smart? You got two ears, two eyes, and one mouth, and you should use them accordingly. I know this comes back to me as well, because I know I'm chatty Cathy, but I do read a lot, and I am very extrovert for an introvert, because that's really what I am. So I'd say quality, know yourself and know your clients. But if you know yourself, you get a better relationship with yourself, finding out who you are. I'm not saying I'm perfect, whatever, but I do a lot of soul searching and introspection and meditation and stuff like that. So I hopefully can become a little calmer, and I've become calmer. It also helped me improve my coaching, all the relationships in my life, especially with myself. But if you're a good guy to, you know, Mike Ball calls it a certain way, you know, I think he says, like, be a nice guy. I'd say don't be an asshole, but be a nice guy. If you are knowledgeable, you're good in quality, you're willing to work there, if you're willing to learn, if you're coachable, if you're listening, watching, thinking, reading, you're going to get very far no matter what your profession is. So you might be, you know, a pastry chef. You could still use those principles.
Right.
Sounds weird. Knowing yourself
it's
as a pastry chef, but I think it's really important. So if you want to go somewhere and you have an idea where you need to go, okay, this is where I need to go. Where am I right now? And who am I right now? And, you know, that really, it's not just the books. Really, it's not just the books. You know, it's everything needs to be in line, and it doesn't have to be perfect from the beginning as a 25-year-old. But if you're willing to work hard, you know, you're going to become very good. And very good is, you know, that's maybe even that's actually attainable. Perfect isn't attainable, but very good is attainable. So yeah. If you're willing to work, go there, you know, improve in every area of your craft, coaching, communication, business, program, whatever, you're going to get there. But, you know, yeah. I'm going to say it's not going to be easy.
No, it's not. But, you know, you look at it, it's like anything worth having usually doesn't come that easy. And we were talking about it before the show. It's like, you know, going through the Jim Jones mentorship to become a fully certified coach. It was for us. It was for yourself, because it was something that money couldn't buy. To attend the seminars cost money, but if you didn't hit the standards, you weren't getting certified.
No,
and there was something.
No, it wasn't like show up and, you know, get a certification. No, definitely not.
Definitely not. That's what made it all so sweet. So that's awesome, man. You know, we're really looking forward to coming to see you. For anybody listening to the show, If you're in Europe, you're anywhere near Breda Strength and Conditioning, it's an impressive business. Seeing you and Sonny grow over the years is inspiring to us. And you know, you coming to visit us meant a lot to me. And we are over the moon to come repay that favor, and are super fortunate enough that you are hosting the Business of Strength on October 8th and 9th. And as I speak to you every single week, I'll talk to you next week, but and I'll see you in a couple of weeks. But if anybody has any specific questions for you based on this show that can't make it on October 8th and 9th, like, how can they get in touch with you?
They can go to the website, BredaSC.com. So that's Breda, that's Bravo, Romeo, Echo, Delta, Alpha, Sierra, Charlie.com, BredaSC.com. And you can get our information through the contact. And I really hope, if you're in Europe, definitely, just do it. You won't be disappointed with the course. I know Dan, Joe, and Adam can get like super boring, so I'm going to be talking as well.
That's right.
Yeah. Come on, man. You gotta have something to get the people excited. But also, I wanted to say that we're going to take care of you and everybody attending as well. When you go to Breda, if you're coming early, just let us know. We'll take care of you. We'll do some training, or we can talk shop if we're not too busy. It's definitely going to be a weekend well spent.
Can't wait, man. Can't wait. Thank you for being on the show, Noel. I won't take up too much more of your evening, and say hello to everybody for me, man. Thank you again.